Okay, Joshua was one of the original spies that were sent 40 years back, a generation back, to spy out the land, right? And now he is the leader. And he gives everybody 3 days to get ready, and then he sends spies into the land. Again, two this time. And if you'll recall, it was two that came back with a good report, and 10 that came back and doomed an entire generation to death, really, wandering in the wilderness. So the two go into Jericho, and they find that the city, the region, is terrified. So when they get back to Joshua, they have a completely different report than the first majority report was. Surely the Lord will deliver this land into our hands. It's really all it would have taken, and we could have read about this 40 years earlier. And as we go into this story, and as we go into this book, pay close attention to the way in which God directs, to the faith required to obey, and for the consistency of God showing up. Because nothing has changed. We're in a different time. We're in a different culture. But the battle for our hearts remains the same. The struggle between good and evil remains the same. The establishment of God's kingdom remains the same. So watch closely how God directs these people, and how strangely sometimes he does it. In other words, how unconventionally he does it. And be prepared, because this is how God does things.